Let me say good afternoon to everyone. I want to thank everyone this afternoon that have made the choice to worship with us this afternoon via this conference call. I'm Brother Horace Stroud, Assistant Minister for the congregation that assembles at Highland Heights Church of Christ. And those that are on the call that are busy with us, we want you to know that you are our honored guests. We thank you for worshiping with us on this afternoon. On this afternoon, I want to just follow up from scripture that was shared. If you was with us on this morning, we talked about God and the Godhead, and showed from the scriptures that God has a one divine nature. However, that nature is expressed in three personalities, in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we thought it would be, I thought it would be good just to look at that point tonight where we can see that in Scripture from Matthew's writing, Matthew chapter 3. And I won't be before you long briefly to share with you from the subject where the Father said, "This is my beloved Son." That's our subject on this afternoon. This is my beloved Son. And so the Bible will pick up, you have your New Testament copy, in Matthew chapter 3 in verse number 13. Matthew chapter 3, verse number 13. The Bible says, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him." So Jesus came to be baptized of John. However, Jesus did not come for the purpose for those today needing to be baptized, because the Bible teaches us in 1 Peter chapter 1, and the verse is number 22 concerning Jesus. Well, I'll start at verse 21 concerning Jesus. Remember, we are baptized today for the remission and forgiveness of sin. But when Peter wrote his first letter to those Christians in verse 21, the Bible says, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." So we understand, or we should understand, that Christ's purpose for baptism is not for the purpose that we are baptized, because Peter told them on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter number 2, and the verse is number 38, Peter said unto them, then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." And so we see that our obedience to God is for the forgiveness of sins initially, but that was not the reason for Christ desiring to be baptized of John, as we'll find as we read in the text. But the Bible lets us know in the 14th verse, "But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" So John wanted to prevent Christ from being baptized. The word forbid means would have prevented him from being baptized. What we find that John recognized Christ's superiority to him, and John recognized his inferiority to God. So John was saying, "I should be being baptized by you, and here you are coming to be baptized by me." And so again, we want to note here that John knew who Jesus was. And I want to say to us, if we know who Jesus is, and if we allow our relationship with him to dwell in our hearts, it will motivate us, or can motivate us, to more faithful service to God. Why? Because of the relationship that I have with the Lord and those that are Christians, being a member of the Lord's body, and understanding that I am to offer service to God while I'm in the kingdom, living in the kingdom. And so, again, John recognized this, and so we want to take note from John of Christ's superiority over man. And so the Bible says that Jesus answered in verse 15, him, by answering, said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Yeah, so Jesus was saying to John, allow it to be so now, for it becometh us. Notice that it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And I want to say to those of us that are members of the church, in John, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, where the Lord says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. And many, those of us that are Christians, have seek the kingdom of God. Now, along with that, as Jesus said, now we got to fulfill all righteousness. We have to live right according to the will of God. That's the purpose for us studying the Word of God every day, so we can apply those things to our lives. So Jesus said to him, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And righteousness simply is doing that which is right according to the will of God. And the Bible says, then he suffered, or he allowed him to be baptized. And then a verse we'll see in verse number 16, we'll see here that the Bible says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. We said this morning about that is the Godhead. When you find in the scriptures, it shares to see the word the Godhead, it's referring to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we find in this text that the Bible says the heavens were open. That opening allowed communication to be uninterrupted between God the Father and the Son. The Bible says the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, or coming upon him. Now, in Luke's version, look in Luke chapter number 3. In Luke version, Luke gives a little more detail of that when he says in Luke chapter number 3 and verse 21 and 22. The Bible says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens were open, was open, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. So we find from Matthew chapter number 3 and verse 17, the voice from heaven said two things. Number one, that Jesus was the Son of God. And number two, it states that God was well pleased with him. Those that become Christians, we are the children of God. And so being children of God and Christ being the Son of God, Christ becomes our eldest brother in the family of God. And so our desire is to be as Christ was to the Father, and that we want to be well pleasing of him. And this is the first public acknowledgement that God made concerning Jesus. And we want to note that the purpose of this revelation was to John, so that John's mission of introducing Jesus as the Messiah to the people were made clear by God the Father when he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And so as we move toward a closing of this thought, look at Acts chapter 17 when we talked about the Godhead. In Acts chapter 17, we as Christians don't want to be as those were on Mars Hill, those of Athens. Look in Acts chapter 17 and verse number 22. The Bible reads, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscription, To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you." So we don't want to, as we try to show this morning in our worship, that we know the God is a divine nature. However, that nature, as we just identified, is expressed in three personalities, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We don't want to be as these individuals were in Athens on Mars Hill. And Paul said, "Let me declare him unto you." Verse 24, "God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things." We need to be mindful, as Paul shared with them, that God is the one that giveth life, he giveth breath, he giveth unto us all things. And then Paul said, "And has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitations." He said that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. How close is the Lord? The Lord is as close to me as me turning toward the Lord. Yeah. And the Lord is as far from me as me turning my back to the Lord. Yeah, so I need to turn to the Lord, that the Lord, Paul let them know, is not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. He says, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. And then final verse, verse 29, the Bible says, for it must then, as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. So again, we find here Paul mentions to him the three personalities of God as it is the Godhead. And he said to them, the Godhead is not like gold, it's not like silver or stone, and it's not nothing that man through his art can divide. That's the God that we are to worship. That's the God that we are to serve, understanding that the Godhead is involved in every person's conversion. Why? Because God sent down, the Father sent down the Son died on the cross, and the Spirit gave the word to man to put in the book that we can read about it, that we can obey the will of God and become Christians. And so if you're on the call on this afternoon and desire to become a Christian, what you need to know is in the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 1, verse 15, Paul, in his letter to the Romans, says, so as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. If you're on the call today and you're not a Christian according to the Bible, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, I'll show you that in the scriptures, you need to obey God. But what you need to understand, first of all, is that you need to hear the gospel. The gospel consists of three facts: that Jesus Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and he was rose again the third day, which you must imitate, what I'll show you in the scriptures this afternoon. The Bible says in verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So Paul said he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because the gospel is where the power of God for man to be saved. It was first offered to the Jews and then to the Greek. And so what was told, we find in Romans chapter 5, where the Bible says in verse number 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. He says, the Bible says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's the gospel. Christ died for us. He was buried in the tomb. He rose again the third day. And so what you must do is imitate what Christ did. Because right now, the Bible teaches in Romans letter that all have sinned, Romans 3:23, and come short of the glory of God. So how do I erase that sin initially? The Bible says, teaches us in Romans chapter 6, in verse number 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Right now, you're living on grace if you haven't obeyed the Lord. But the Bible instructs us not to continue in that state. He said, verse 2, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So we must understand from verse number 2, Christ died for sin. We have to die to the sins that we have done. Then he said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So notice, we have Christ died for sin, we died to sin. Christ was buried in a tomb, we're buried in a liquid tomb, referred to in the Bible as baptism, where we're covered up with water. And by faith, the blood of Christ that he shed on the cross is in the water, and that blood cleanses us of all our sins. That's why Paul said, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So we come up out of that watery baptism, grave of baptism, we rise up a new creature. And then from Romans 16:16, where the Lord places us is in the church that belongs to Christ. And so Paul, in the closing of his letter, said in Romans 16:16, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. If you would like to obey God's will and become a Christian, get with the person that invited you on the call. Get in touch with us at HollandHeightsCoc.net and let us know your intentions if you want to obey the Lord. Thank you very much this afternoon for your listening ear.